comrades. It's March 21st. We made it through the supermoon weekend without any serious earthquakes here on the planet Earth. Although I did read just this morning that we did, or they did, not we, they have been experiencing a relatively high number of very, very small quakes and tremors up in the state of Alaska. Now, whether or not that's normal fare, I'm hardly the one to say, because I've never been there. But I thought it was interesting that we're at least seeing that kind of an activity out of planet Earth, shaking and bobbing and weaving just a little bit. This is Freedom Frenzy. In case you were wondering, my name's Jerry DeMars. I'm joined, as almost always, by Jenny Hodges, who's camped out there in Austin, Texas. I'm in Carrollton, Georgia. And together, we put on this wacky two-hour portion of your life here every Monday through Friday on Republic Broadcasting Network, also nestled there just outside Austin, Texas, in Round Rock. And I think, Jenny, that we ought to talk about a little bit today, at least touch on some of the stuff that I was texting you about this weekend, and the fact that, was it Friday night or Saturday night that I sent you the text to telling you that we had achieved moonrise and nothing was shaking just yet?
Yeah, I think that was Friday night, but I don't remember because my phone died and I haven't plugged it into the wall to be recharged, and I haven't looked at it in a day and a half.
You're so easy to keep in contact with.
I love you, Jerry. I'm pretty much the world's worst communicator, A, and B, my lasting relationships on any level. My husband tells me, honey, you are the common theme in all your dysfunctional relationships.
Well, since you didn't get a zip code change there in Austin, and we didn't get one here in Georgia either, what did your weekend consist of?
I had a really fun weekend. I actually had gotten sucked in, Jerry. I was bracing myself for hearing that there was some massive earthquake in California yesterday, as my pastor says. But I spent Saturday, after I took the kids to their cello lessons, I got to go shopping by myself, and I have been piecing together all the neat fabrics and prints that I've brought together to make Vivian's summer clothes. So I'm pretty excited about this. So that kind of was the highlight of my weekend. And we had a lot of company Friday night to Sunday afternoon. We had some very interesting discussion. We had about five single guys over from church yesterday afternoon. Lively and interesting discussions, all, you know, varying from the doctrine of interposition to the Federal Reserve and a debt-based monetary system, and lots of little mental chew toys thrown in the middle. So it was a full, fun weekend. Today, you know, is the anniversary of Martin Luther King marching 3,200 people, their third attempt to cross that bridge from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama, 1965. So I've kind of been ruminating on that a little bit today and wondering how Alveda King, my friend who's Martin's niece, is doing. And I'll probably give her a call later today just to say hello. And anyway, full happy weekend over here.
On a dead phone. You're going to do that, huh? Or are you going to revive your phone just for that?
My phone, just in honor of Alveda.
Well, our Elaine and I's weekend started Friday night when we attended this month's session of the Carrollton Society for Truth and Justice. And the attraction for last Friday night's meeting was a group of people from downtown Atlanta that represent We Are Change. And it was kind of an eclectic group, actually. There was a fellow that is an electrical engineer, a very attractive black woman by the name of Afua Richardson, who is a singer, a voice actor, a graphics artist, and several other things. And she actually sang us a song. And her friend Cameron, I can't remember.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Before I plummeted to my death just moments ago here live on Republic Broadcasting Network, I was telling you a little bit about my weekend, and I had pretty much wrapped up the thing with the Carrollton Society for Truth and Justice episode, but I did want to tell you, dear, about our progress in the garden. And because, you know, it is that time of the year, Elaine and I spent a goodly portion of the time Saturday going after, bringing back, and spreading about 800 pounds of elephant poop in the backyard.
Sweet!
No, actually it wasn't, but that's that's okay. Anyway, we had gone over, there's a outfit out here in this portion of Georgia that takes all of Zoo Atlanta's elephant droppings, and they compost them and then turn around and sell them. And we went and got the back of our little Toyota pickup truck just packed full of elephant droppings and spread it on the garden. And you know, we're getting really excited, dear. We're going to have our horseradishes coming up, and our apricot trees have already got little apricots on them. And I think we're going to have a wonderful season of pollination this year. If the holly bush that's out there in the side yard is any indication, you know, it's that huge holly bush that's over there kind of in the dead zone next to all the blueberries.
Yeah.
It is literally alive with bees of all descriptions.
Oh, wow.
Butterflies. I mean, you walk over next to it, and the bush itself is giving off kind of a sweet odor. And the whole bush is flipping alive. Bumblebees all the way down to itty-bitty bees that I have no idea what to call them. And there's wasps, and there's moths, and there's butterflies all over this bush. It's just alive.
That's so awesome. I'm jealous, Jerry. Well, I've got my little seedlings thriving away, waiting to go into the plastic baby pools, which I found. So that's kind of exciting. But one of the people that we had over for lunch yesterday, he has a friend who rescues beehives from people who don't want to mess with them anymore and relocates them. So now I have a connection for the beehive I want to put in our backyard.
Ooh.
I'm pretty excited about it.
He's going to hook you up with a beehive, huh?
Yes.
All right. Well, so much for the weekend here. I guess we ought to move on to Hit and Run News. What do you think?
Just for fun. I think that would be a good idea.
Just for fun. Well, on the heels of action by the legislature in Utah to recognize American gold and silver coins as legal tender, but at market value, North Carolina State Representative Glenn Bradley, a Republican from Youngsville, has introduced a bill there that would establish a legislative commission to study his plan for a state currency in North Carolina. Additionally, Bradley is currently working on a bill that, like the one sitting on the governor's desk in Utah, will require the state government to accept gold and silver coins in payment for taxes and fees. Bradley cautions that federal dollars may soon be nothing more than green pieces of paper backed only by broken promises, and that North Carolina needs to be prepared for that growing possibility. Detractors like Mike Walden, an economics professor at North Carolina State University, call the idea of North Carolina reverting to its own currency outlandish, citing concerns that it would put the state in an extremely competitive disadvantage when compared to other parts of the United States and other parts of the world. Bradley, a self-employed computer technician and former Marine, describes himself as a devotee of the Austrian economic school, whose ideology is in vogue with libertarians and some of the supporters of the Tea Party movement. Asked who are the widely recognized experts to whom his bill refers, Bradley cited United States Representative Ron Paul of Texas and Peter Schiff, an investment advisor who regularly appears as a commentator on Fox News. Bradley is one of a new breed of strict constitutionalists making waves in governmental bodies across the land and has introduced bills to exempt North Carolina's agricultural products and firearms manufactured in the state from federal regulation as long as they are not sold or exported across state lines. Measures that, of course, fly in the face of more than a century of United States Supreme Court rulings interpreting the Commerce Clause of the United States Constitution. They're wrong, according to Bradley, and he says that confidently of generations of justices and their decisions. The Tenth Amendment is quite clear that those powers not reserved in the Constitution for the federal government are reserved to the states. It doesn't take a high-priced lawyer to interpret the Constitution. I think we need more men and women like Bradley to pick up the gauntlet thrown down by the collectivists all across America. Over to you, dear.
Amen, amen, and amen. I guess he's getting received a little bit more warmly than poor Bobby Franklin in Georgia, who is just ridiculed, and the God complex in Georgia just makes it hard to get anything legitimate and law-abiding through.
Bobby just doesn't make enough waves, dear.
He makes waves, Jerry.
He doesn't get any news headlines. He's not the topic. You know when Georgia had Lester Maddox, the governor of Georgia that used to ride the bicycle backwards,
yeah,
and used to run people out of his restaurant with an axe handle if he didn't like who they were or what they were.
Yep.
He could certainly make waves and get his opinion not only impressed on others, but sought out. And the media made no bones of about giving him primary coverage. And that's what I'm telling you. If Bobby intended to get something like this, see, the people of Georgia don't know what Bobby's doing. And the best way to get the people of Georgia behind him is to get the word out there and make the media his tool. But he's never done that.
Well, Jerry, you cannot criticize a spoon for not being a good butter knife. And, you know, Bobby, it has the duty and the staying power to present stuff that's good. But he doesn't have that charismatic, winsome, aggressive, bold, confident personality like Lester Maddox and others who can go in a situation and even while everyone in the room hates what they're saying and hates what they're proposing, they still are endeared to the masses. Bobby just doesn't have that. And so I think we need to pray a little bit more for Bobby. That would be a good idea. Okay. Well, ever since we started airstrikes over Libya, which was just a few days ago, I was highly amused that Vladimir Putin is criticizing the U.S.'s now habit of casually intervening in other countries' internal affairs. And, you know, Jerry, I kind of feel like if Putin is critical of of the U.S. foreign policy and eroding the authority structure of independent governments across the world, I think it might be time to reevaluate. He likened the UN Security Council's resolution supporting military action in Libya to medieval calls for crusades. This is what I thought was interesting, though, Jerry. Putin is being bold and out there about his criticism against the United States and they're using this UN Security Council resolution to do whatever they want in Libya. But Russia, who is a permanent Security Council member and has veto power, they abstained from the vote on Thursday.
So did China.
Yeah.
And both of those countries were making all sorts of racket about the no-fly zone shouldn't happen. So they're it's kind of hinky, isn't it?
Well, of course you don't want to make the U.S. mad because then they'll just invade your country. You don't want to say...
I don't think so, dear. I don't think so. The United States is spread so thin that the very idea of making military overtures toward either one, Russia or China, is ludicrous.
Come on, Jerry. Then why didn't they vote? Why didn't they?
I don't know. Maybe there's something longer term that they're some sort of scheme that they're running. I guarantee you there's something to it. We just haven't figured out what it is, or they haven't revealed it.
Well, exactly. They're posturing. That was my
point. Well, I mean, here's the other thing, dear.
Invade Russia tomorrow, but they're posturing and they're talking the big talk. But when it comes right down to it, they abstained from voting.
Yeah, and you know, when I read that, it crossed my mind that they already see the United States financially strapped to the nth degree. What's a little bit more money leaking out of the sieve? And isn't the sieve going to get emptier just a little bit faster? Maybe they think by allowing the United States to squander more of their resources, that the end game for America will just occur a little bit faster.
I think that's a very fair point of view, because obviously there are opportunists circling the water like sharks, and the more manpower and money the U.S. exhausts, the better their positions are for coming in.
Did you see Dr. Paul's comments on the action?
No, what did he say?
Well, this past Friday, he released a video indictment of President Obama's decision to enforce the no-fly zone over the country of Libya. And, you know, basically, that is a civil war there. And Putin's right. We shouldn't be sticking our nose into their business. And knowing that the CIA has been heavily involved there and seeking to bring the 41-year regime of Muammar Gaddafi to an end, we've got to be a little bit cautious as to what we would think and what we might do. We're going to cut away to a break, but we'll pick this news story back up when we come back. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're just getting started.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease. A phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Okay, you know, dear, Dr. Paul, in addition to being the honorary chairman of Campaign for Liberty, he's also a member of the House Foreign Relations Committee. And in his indictment of the Obama move against Libya Friday evening, he said about, he made about 4 or 5 points. One, that the United States' action against Libya is nothing more, as though that's kind of a limitation, than an act of war against the sovereign country of Libya. The no-fly zone is unconstitutional because Congress has not authorized it, a point that even Senate Foreign Relations Committee member, and he's a ranking member, Richard Lugar, agrees with. Three, President Obama has illegally ceded United States sovereignty to the United Nations. We've become their flunky, their police guy. We're the thug that they send out to do their bidding.
But I don't know about that, Jerry. I kind of think the U.S. uses the U.N. because the U.S. dominates and controls the U.N. Look at this. Russia and China aggressively against the U.S.'s actions in Libya, but they just simply abstain from voting rather than voting no. The U.S. hides, they use the U.N. to legitimize what they're going to do anyway, I think.
Well, that's possible. That's possible. But the fourth point that he made was that, and this ties into what I said previously, the United States cannot afford the financial burden of more military action in the Middle East. And by action, what we're referring to, in case you've been living in a cave all weekend, we're talking about the missile and military aircraft on the country of Libya after the United Nations Security Council approved the no-fly zone there. Opponents, by at least initial declarations against that action, and we're talking here about Russia and China, and as Jenny pointed out, they are permanent members of the Security Council with veto power, and thus they were able, either one of them, to halt that move by the Security Council, both of them set to the wayside and let it happen by abstaining. So, the United States, Britain, and France have been pounding Muammar Gaddafi's forces and air defenses with cruise missiles and airstrikes beginning probably Friday evening and going over the weekend. And they started actually, and some say in a macabre fashion, that their action was appropriately begun on the 8th anniversary of George Bush's illegal invasion of Iraq, launching the broadest international military effort since that war in support of an uprising inside Libya that seemed to actually be on the verge of defeat. Libyan state television has claimed that 48 people have been killed in the Allied attacks, but that report could not be independently verified. The longtime Libyan leader vowed to defend his country from what he's labeled crusader aggression and warned the involvement of international forces will be subject to Mediterranean and North African region reprisals to that danger, thus putting civilians at risk. In the opening stanzas of Operation Odyssey Dawn, as the Allies have dubbed their assault, the United States military said that 112 Tomahawk cruise missiles at a cost of $569,000 each were fired from American and British warships as well as submarines at more than 20 coastal targets to clear the way for air patrols to ground Libya's air force. French fighters then fired the first salvos, carrying out several strikes in the rebel-held east, while British fighter jets also bombarded the North African nation. On the ground, however, thousands of regime supporters packed into the sprawling Bab al-Aziziyah military camp there in Tripoli, where Gaddafi lives, to protect against attacks. Explosions continued to rock all the coastal cities in Libya, including Tripoli, where anti-aircraft gunfire could be heard throughout the night. Gaddafi, who has ruled Libya for 41 years, said in a telephone call to Libyan state television that he was opening weapons depots across Libya to allow his people to arm themselves in preparation. Wow. He said that the international action against his forces was unjustified, calling it simply a colonial crusader aggression that may ignite another large-scale crusader war. He also said that the United States Security Council and the international community were responsible for stopping this unjust, flagrant aggression against a sovereign country immediately. So, you know, there's always two sides to every story, dear. And I think, as I've said here on Freedom Frenzy several times before, we need to be looking in the zone between where the stories collide, because that's typically where the truth really is.
Well, if he's arming his own people at this point, it must be that the common enemy, because I'm sure Libyans don't want to be invaded by the U.S., especially, did you see this story? The U.S. Army kill team in Afghanistan posed for photos of murdered civilians, and this story is beginning to come out, and the backlash of anti-U.S. sentiment, of course, is going to be bad. But I'm sure the Libyans are happy to unite with their not-so-loved leader to keep the U.S. out.
Well, one wonders how he'll be able to determine who's a rebel and who's not as he's handing out the AK-47s.
Exactly. He can't be that nervous if he's arming everybody. Can you see the U.S. government doing that? All right, the real Homeland Security has arrived. We're arming our people. We're going to have to cut away to a break, y'all. This is Freedom Frenzy. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, welcome back to Freedom Frenzy. We are talking about the fact that the U.S. has now gotten from the U.N. Council what they wanted, which was a legitimizing of their the beginnings of the invasion of Libya, and the fact that Gaddafi has is arming the populace to defend themselves. Now, on the heels of this, there are some... This is kind of a story that's not getting that much managed media attention. In fact, I haven't found it on the managed media. I found this story on The Guardian, which is a British news outlet. But apparently, the U.S. Army kill team in Afghanistan posed for photos of murdered civilians. Commanders in Afghanistan are currently bracing themselves for possible riots and public fury triggered by the publication of trophy photographs, which were U.S. soldiers posing with the dead bodies of defenseless Afghan civilians they had killed. Senior officials at NATO's International Security Assistance Force in Kabul have compared the pictures published by the German news weekly Der Spiegel to the images of U.S. soldiers abusing prisoners in Abu Ghraib in Iraq, which sparked waves of anti-U.S. protests around the world. They fear that the pictures could be even more damaging as they show the aftermath of the deliberate murders of Afghan civilians by a rogue U.S. Striker tank unit that operated in the southern province of Kandahar last year. This is really a startling story, even for me. Some of the activities of the self-styled kill team are already public, with 12 men currently on trial in Seattle for their role in the killing of three civilians. Five of the soldiers are on trial for premeditated murder after they staged killings to make it look like they were defending themselves from Taliban attacks. Other charges include the mutilation of corpses, the possession of images of human casualties, and drug abuse. All of the soldiers have denied the charges, and they face the death penalty or life in prison if convicted. The case has already created shock around the world, but apparently not so much shock in the U.S., where these images are not so easily accessed, particularly with the revelations that the men cut trophies from the bodies of the people they killed. An investigation by Der Spiegel has unearthed approximately 4,000 photos and videos taken by these soldiers. The magazine, which is planning to publish only three images, said that in addition to the crimes the men were on trial for, there are also entire collections of pictures of other victims that some of the defendants were keeping. The U.S. military has strived to keep the pictures out of the public domain, fearing it could inflame feelings at a time when anti-Americanism in Afghanistan is already running high. Well, I can't imagine Jerry White be running high. We've only been there for, what, over 10 years? Mm-hmm. We're now budgeted to spend $1.6 trillion this year staying. In a statement, the Army said it apologized for the distress caused by photographs depicting actions repugnant to us as human beings and contrary to the standards and values of the United States. I'm curious what the standards and values are of the United States.
Which way is the wind blowing, dear?
Yeah, exactly. The lengthy Spiegel article that accompanies the photographs contains new details about the sadistic behavior of the men. And then this story chronicles some of what took place. One security manager for the U.S. company DynCorp sent an email to their clients warning that publication of the photos was likely to incite the local population as the severity of the incidents to be revealed are graphic and extreme.
Where are they holding the trial? I guess it's a courts-martial, though, isn't it?
They're holding the trial in Seattle.
That's kind of weird.
I thought it was weird, too.
Well, and you said this story is on Drudge?
There's a link for it on Drudge.
And are you going to help keep us up to date on this?
Probably.
Can we task you with that?
If you pull up Drudge, there is one photo there, and it's the top billing story right now. So
okay, I'll do that today after we go off the air. I'll look into that because that's that's horrendous. What portions of the bodies are they cutting off for trophies, dear? Did it say?
One incident that was reported in this particular story, The Guardian put out, said that a man who was just walking along the road and they did some kind of killing of him. They cut off his pinky and removed one of his teeth. And that's what they kept as trophies of that particular murder. But they didn't chronicle. They just said the 4,000 photographs and videos are so gruesome and so garish that only three are being shown.
Hmm.
That's pretty horrific because it's not like, in today's desensitized, violent world, and especially for how violent America, the U.S. government is, incredibly violent, the fact that they're only going to post three of the photos, wow.
Yeah, it's certainly an indication of how deep man can sink when dealing with a fellow's man. You know, it's one thing to kill a foe because you have to. It's something else entirely to degrade yourself and your purported enemy in such a fashion.
Well, and I think so many of our men and women in uniform are using, and we've talked about this before, the levels of psychotropic drugs that are being used, the levels of depression. They're clearly not in good mental health for the percentages of drugs and the increase in drugs. And also, you know, where are...
Oh, I think this is beyond that, dear. This looks almost as though it was done for entertainment purposes.
Well, I was getting to that, Jerry. When you have an environment in the military where you casually invade countries and set up shop for decades, if you will, it creates a climate that I think can lend itself to these sorts of isolated, atrocious incidences.
Well, have you finished with that, dear?
I have.
Okay. Let's move on. Let's not dwell on that any longer. But I will look at the story after the show today.
All right.
Something else happened last Friday, in addition to the Security Council voting to allow the Western world to assault the sovereign country of Libya. Last Friday, March 18th, self-proclaimed monetary architect Bernard von Notthaus, founder of the National Organization for the Repeal of the Federal Reserve and Internal Revenue Code, better known as NORFED, and also known as Liberty Services, was found guilty on all four counts by a federal jury in Statesville, North Carolina, of making, possessing, and selling his own coins. The announcement was made by Anne N. Tompkins, United States Attorney for the Western District of North Carolina. The verdict ended an 8-day trial and less than 2 hours of deliberation. The trial was a culmination of an investigation that began back in 2005 and involved the minting of Liberty dollar coins with a relative or estimated value of approximately $7 million. The defense feels that the only explanation for the outcome and the conviction is that a strong anti-liberty person took control of a weak-willed jury and pushed the verdict through in record time in spite of well-worded jury instructions. A government forfeiture hearing to dispose of assets seized in those raids and other actions was begun immediately after the conviction was announced. The United States is seeking to take possession of forfeitures of approximately 16,000 pounds of Liberty dollar coins and precious metals currently valued at nearly $7 million. Part of those belong to me, dear. I had ordered some Liberty coins from Bernard and never received them because just about the time that they were to be shipped, they were raided. Anyway, although an appeal is planned, this litigation could literally encompass years, and those due coins and other products from Liberty Dollar may never receive compensation. United States Attorney Tompkins, in her verdict announcement, uttered a rather cruelly pathetic diatribe, and I quote, "Attempts to undermine the legitimate currency of this country are simply a unique form of domestic terrorism." Let me read that again. Stop and think about what this woman is saying. She doesn't intend to tell you this bald-faced truth, but she's doing it. "Attempts to undermine the legitimate currency of this country are simply a unique form of domestic terrorism." She went on to add, "While these forms of anti-government activities do not involve violence, they are every bit as insidious and represent a clear and present danger to the economic stability of this country. We are determined to meet these threats through infiltration, disruption, and dismantling of organizations which seek to challenge the legitimacy of our democratic form of government." I think she's been head deep in the Kool-Aid for way too long. Her ears are probably strawberry red. Von Notthaus, who remains free on bond, faces a sentence of up to 15 years imprisonment on count two of the indictment and a fine of up to $250,000. He also faces prison sentences of 5 years and additional fines of another $250,000 on both counts one and three. It's a sad day.
It is a sad day. And, of course, the fact that the use of the debt-based monetary system is an act of terrorism, like she said, to undermine legitimate money and the legitimate currency as espoused by law, basically the Constitution, is a form of American terrorism. She nailed it on that, Jerry. You know, what is it we always say? Even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Indeed. And, you know, I had met Bernard back in 2008. Elaine and two other gentlemen here from Carroll County, we made a whirlwind trip to Washington, D.C. because Ron Paul was going to be out there in the backyard of the United States Capitol to make an announcement. And we drove all night to get there and then took a train into Washington, D.C. And we met Bernard there, and one of the guys that was with us actually got some Liberty dollars from him, and a couple of us had our pictures taken with Bernard because he was standing there in colonial soldier garb, as I understand is his wont when he shows up at those kinds of events. But you know, dear, that was also where I got the signed autograph campaign sign for Ron Paul, you know, the little half-size ones?
Yeah.
That they wouldn't let me carry into the National Archives building up there.
Yeah, that surprised me.
And they were, you know, I couldn't get them to tell me why I couldn't take it in. They just didn't want to let me take it in, and they wanted me to leave that autographed campaign sign outside the front door in order to enter into the building that purportedly has all these documents pertaining to freedom and liberty inside. Can you just imagine?
Yeah, the lunatic.
Well, I loudly proclaimed on my way to the door as I was exiting that those documents apparently didn't mean very much anymore. And I don't know if it had any impact on any of the people, but I said it loud enough to everybody that everybody within earshot certainly knew what it was that I said.
Well, a little interesting optimism here I'd like to throw into this money story is that the Supreme Court has let stand a ruling that the U.S. Federal Reserve must disclose details about who got what to banks during the financial crisis of 2008.
Really? When did that come out? I hadn't seen that.
I love it when I can find stuff you haven't seen, Terry, but I have to admit it's not my ferreting out of this information. My dear husband found this story for me. But Reuters put it out today at 10:39 a.m. Eastern time, so it is a pretty new story. But a group representing major commercial banks had asked the high court to reverse a ruling by a federal appeals court that required them to disclose the lending records. The justices rejected the bank's appeals. The Obama administration said the appeals should be denied. Kind of interesting. It said the financial overhaul law adopted last year set new standards on releasing information about emergency lending programs, and the law required the disclosure in December of much of the data at issue in the cases.
And, you know, I was doing some reading this weekend, and I can't remember the particulars, but I will give you this. This was an opinion put out by a United States District Court judge, and it refers to the situation surrounding the non-ratification of the 16th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. This judge said that because the 16th Amendment, and he recognized that it probably was not ratified, okay? But he said that because it had remained unchallenged, lo these many years, that it didn't matter anymore. Now, this is a judge.
What? Who,
yeah, it didn't matter anymore because it had become part of the national fabric.
So the rule by color of law is legitimate.
If it doesn't get challenged. That's the essence of what he said. And, you know, what we're really talking about here, boys and girls, is we're talking about overt fraud. And one of the legal constants that got drilled into my head early on was that fraud, and there's no statute of limitations on fraud, it vitiates everything that it comes in contact with. And for this district court judge to make this pronouncement is just a clear and a clear evidence, or serves as clear evidence, that we don't have the country that we think we have. And again, I would challenge you to reflect on the level of obeisance that you give it. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, just because it's so out there in your face, that's what gets me, Jerry. Everybody's openly admitting there is no rule of law. You know, and I was talking to one of the people that came over yesterday for lunch, and I was just talking about how we each have the absolute right to life, liberty, and property, and we have the right by God to use lethal force to defend our life, liberty, and property, and then we have the obligation in the case law under thou shalt not murder to and thou shalt not steal to defend our neighbor's life, liberty, and property. And we were discussing that, and he goes, well, it seems like if you took that to the least common denominator, you know, and followed that all the way back, you are in favor of vigilante justice. And I said, well, first of all, let's not pretend we're not currently living in a chaotic anarchy right now, because that's exactly what we're living in. More on that when we come back. We're also getting callers stacked up. If you guys want to join us, 1-800-313-9443. This is Freedom Frenzy. Be back in a moment.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll-free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
When we closed off, in defense of my position that the individual right to life, liberty, and property is absolute, that the person with whom I was speaking was saying, well, you know, this is are you defending vigilante justice and so on and so forth? And I said, basically in response, today what we are operating under is a system of complete anarchy and vigilante justice. The elitist anarchists are a law unto themselves. Here, just like you were saying, Jerry, this judge says, well, the 16th Amendment was not properly ratified, but because nobody's really protested, it now stands as law, you know. And this other case with the Liberty Dollar, you know, clearly these people are sincere and they are handing out a form of vigilante justice, if you will, that completely ignores the rule of law. And so we are living in an anarchistic system. And the trick is to try to keep yourself out of the clutches of that system. So we pay our income tax, we pay our traffic citations, we get our little plates, you know, we go through the loop, get our little number branded on us that we have to take around everywhere to be seen by a doctor. You got to have your social security number, blah, blah, blah.
You're saying we line up like good little sheep for the extraction process that's imposed on us. That's what you're really saying.
That's exactly right. And so we are living in elitist anarchy. And you can just bet your bottom dollar that if you go to court feeling yourself to be innocent and therefore you're going to get off scot-free, you are dead wrong. The only way you get off is if you figure out how to manipulate the system and do it in a savvy, careful manner so that you have yet another day outside the cage. That's all I have to say about that. Shall we go to our callers?
We can. Who are you going to pull up? Who are you going to pull up?
Joe in Pennsylvania. Hey, Joe. Are you there, Joe?
Hi, hello.
Hey. Hi. What's on your mind?
Yeah, it's been a little while since I called. You know, it's funny because you started talking about the situation in Libya, and then Jerry started talking about the situation with NorFed, and on the surface, it seems like two completely unrelated events, but I think those two events are very related. You know, it's all this unrest that's happening in, I guess, what they call the Arab Street or whatever you want, you know, whatever term you want to use, is I'm beginning to see more and more that it's being started by the internationalists, the globalists, in other words, the tools of the Rothschilds. And then who's behind the that situation in, what's it, South Carolina or North Carolina, where the man was brought to trial?
You talk about Von Nuthaus?
Yeah.
Von Nuthaus.
Yeah, it was North Carolina.
North Carolina. And, you know, I mean, this man represents a serious threat to the House of Rothschild. Because, I mean, if this catches on, their game is done.
Yep.
You know, and so, you know, he has to be, in their view, stopped. And that's just what they did. And, you know, it's the same thing. It seems to me, in listening to other programs and hearing other people, that what the goal is in the Arab world is for the Rothschilds, the Zionist operatives, to balkanize all these countries. You know, they've already done it to Iraq. And I guess here comes the music.
Yippee, we're going to have to cut away to a break. But you know what? We'll pick you up on the other side, Joe, and you can continue your thought. Hang loose, folks. We'll be right back.